ACCA, the world's most forward-thinking professional accountancy body.
Hello everyone, and welcome to A Day in the Life of a Student. In this series, we'll be talking to ACCA students from around the world, finding out about their journeys through the qualification, sharing their insights and experiences.
Hello and welcome to this podcast. I'm Victoria Morgan, editor of Student Accountant, and today I'm delighted to be speaking with prize-winning student Richard Guyver. Welcome, Richard.
Hi there.
Today we're going to be looking at a typical day for you when you're studying. So we're going to find out your key do's and don'ts and hopefully share some good ideas for other students. But first, a bit more about your ACCA journey so far. What made you start with ACCA?
I was forced into a career change because I used to be a dentist, but due to injuring my back from doing that, I couldn't do that anymore. But I'd run my own dental practices, had my own businesses, and I'd done a lot of work sort of as a mentor for other businesses and really enjoyed that. I also was part of Entrepreneurs Organization and set up a program there in the UK for people to grow their businesses. Just really loved doing that sort of thing. So doing something where I could get involved in businesses seemed to make sense. Always been good with numbers and finances, and it just seemed like quite a good excuse to go for a formal qualification in that. I've done a lot of that stuff in the past. Felt quite cool to maybe get it formalised as well.
What made you decide on ACCA rather than other qualifications? Did you know somebody who's a member, or what made you think of ACCA?
I just looked around really on websites and things just to try and get an understanding of which ones seemed to fit with my routine. So I had a full-time job, got a family. I wanted something where I could control when I did exams, for example, and when I studied. And this one just seemed to fit most neatly in with what I thought I could achieve. I think some of the others I looked at maybe don't have as much content. So that was another factor. And yeah, it just seemed like the ability, not that I necessarily use it, but the ability to pretty much work anywhere in the world could be a good thing to do at some point later on in life.
Our students do like the flexibility of it, so you can take exams whenever you want. To a certain extent, it's up to you. So, and it fits in with your life. So how many exams have you taken so far, and when did you start?
So I've got 4 exams left. So that means I've done 9, and I've done the ethics part as well. I started 2 years ago.
That's good progress. So throughout your journey, have you had any particular high points or particular low points you wanted to share them?
I think although I started, I guess, studying for it 2 years ago, it was probably 6 months before I actually started studying. So I'd made the decision. So it took a while to get that initial momentum going. I'm not really sure why. Maybe I just kept putting it off. I had the books. I had that first BT book, and I just kept looking at it and going, I'll get around to that. So I guess that's probably a bit of a low point. But then once I started, I went for it, you know, forcibly as I could. I don't think there's been any real low points sometimes. Summer's often a bit difficult when I can hear, I know my boys are playing on the beach and the sun's shining and maybe my wife's having a glass of wine and I'm studying. But that's never a fun position to be in, but I guess that's, you have to make the sacrifices. And then I guess in terms of high points, you know, the performance management exam is a subject I really like and enjoy. And I came out of the exam pretty confident, but when I got the email saying I'd got the world prize, I was pretty chuffed. Certainly wasn't expected. And that was, I guess that was the highlight really.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, I think to do so well. And I guess you'd had quite a long time away from studying and exams from your dentistry journey. Yeah. So it's probably hard to get your head back into exams and studying.
Maybe one of the barriers for me starting was I wasn't sure if I could remember stuff anymore. I thought maybe my brain was full, but I was pleasantly surprised that I do seem to remember the new stuff. So maybe that was one of the other reasons it took a while to get started.
Congratulations for your global prize for performance management. What do you think the techniques were for that exam that you think worked for you to help you get such good marks?
I think the first few exams I did with ACCA, I wasn't really fully aware of what was out there in terms of resources, and there's a lot. So understanding what's out there and how I can bring that together to work in the best way for me. So what I've done in the more recent ones is I normally go through the study text completely, and then I watch all the videos on Open Tuition related to that as well. I see what I can find. There's often some YouTube videos from some of the tutors that do each of these topics, so I try to watch all of those. I try and get all of that done within the first 2 months, and then the last month's dedicated to doing past paper questions, past exam questions from the study text and from the practice platform. I find that really useful. I also track my progress. So I'm just about to start the professional exams, but all the previous ones, there were MCQs in there. So all of the MCQs I did, I've got a record in a spreadsheet of how I've done on each one. So I can see where perhaps my weaknesses are and my strengths are. And I find that useful. So as I get nearer to the exam, I like to revisit the ones I didn't do so well on and see if I can do better. And I think I'll probably capture some extra marks just by revisiting those ones that I struggled with the first time. And I also try and have some sort of printed record of notes. So I'll perhaps do some summary notes or something like that. I print them out. And then if I'm on a train journey or something like that, I can take those. So I'm always trying to get more and more knowledge and application in my brain whenever I can, really.
I think that's a great idea, the noting down what questions you do well at and you don't do so well at, so you can just revisit those. Sounds very organized. So for a typical day, say you said you were moving on to the strategic professional exams, what's a typical day for you when you're studying? So I guess you've got two parts, when you're preparing and then when you're doing the real exam practice. What's a typical day?
So I tend to get up early. I tend to get up at 5:30 in the morning, get ready, and I try and get a couple of hours in before the world wakes up. That's a really useful time for me because I think I'm more alert and more awake, more ready to understand and learn things. And then I go to work normally. That's pretty much takes it up to 5:00. And then I do try and do some more in the evening. I can't always, like my oldest son's just finished his GCSEs last week. So the last 10 weeks I've been trying to help him as much as I can because I still remember quite a lot of the stuff I did in sort of maths, physics, chemistry. So I've been helping him, but I've still been trying to squeeze in some study for ACCA. And then sometimes I do some in the evening as well, like when maybe instead of watching TV, I might do a little bit of study. I think that incremental drip feeding helps. Because of my son's GCSEs, I didn't do a June sit-in. So I've had 6 months, or will have had 6 months gap between the March and the next lot. So I decided to do two. So I've been studying for SBL, Strategic Business Leader, and Advanced Performance Management. So maybe that's a bit brave, but we'll see how we go in September. You know, I've been through the study text. I'm actually now already on the doing the questions. So again, I've crammed that learning bit in early. I think one thing I've changed about this, because there are no MCQs, obviously I can't repeat what I did for the others on that. And there's also quite a lot of models, academic models, which I know you don't have to use them, but I think it helps to use them. So I've never done this with the others, but I've made some flashcards. So quite often when I'm out on the dog walk, I've got my flashcards as well. So I'm trying to commit some of those to memory. So yeah, two exams coming up in September.
Well, good luck with those. So are you working in a job where you're getting experience?
Well, my title is Financial Services Procurement Manager, and I've actually wear two hats. So I'm Procurement Manager for Fair and Barrow Council, and I'm also the Finance Business Partner for the Leisure and Community Portfolio, hence the slightly odd title.
So when do you hope to be able to become an ACCA member?
Yeah, I've got two exams in September, and I'll be doing SBR in December, and then the final option in March. I haven't decided which one I want to do yet. So hopefully, if all goes well, I'll get all the exams out of the way and results in April. I've done my 3 years equivalent role, and I've got 5 of my PERS signed off. So I need to get a few more of those. So that's probably the last bit that I'll need to focus on.
Well, good luck to you for your forthcoming exams and for the rest of your ACCA journey. We hope this advice was useful, and thank you, Richard, for your time.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you for listening in, and join us again for more insights from students around the world. We'd love to share your stories, so get in touch if you want to be involved at studentaccountant@accaglobal.com. Until next time, take care and thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by ACCA. Find out how we think ahead at accaglobal.com.